Hello and welcome to Align and Mirth Podcast. My name is Mirta and I am your host. This podcast is a place where I share my experiences and knowledge of spirituality and personal growth. I'm an energy practitioner, intuitive diviner, and medium, and I look forward to walking this journey with you. Hello, hello, home slices, and welcome back to the Align and Mirth Podcast. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, and welcome. So today's topic, it is something that I have personally been trying to manage for quite some months now. And I have touched briefly in previous episodes, but this episode is more so about managing this particular topic, and that would be stress. So a lot of you may or may not know, or if you're new here, I am now, I believe, time goes by so fast, but I am now a year and a month postpartum. My wonderful baby boy, he is walking, talking, reckless little boy. And I also manage my business, manage my family, and have a full-time job. Aside from that, I have been also experiencing grief with the loss of my father earlier this year. And stress has been something that has been going on, right? And I have had to make a lot of changes within my own well-being and the way that I take care of things and what I'm tackling on to be able to manage stress, right? Because if it's not, if I don't manage it, I know that it's going to get out of control and lead me down to more serious paths that I obviously don't want to go down to, including depression. So what is stress, right? So stress is categorized as a state of worry causing mental and physical tension caused by a difficult situation. Stress affects the body as much as it does the mind. And although stress is a natural human response to address challenges in our lives, we need to be proactive and reactive in managing stress to not let it become a chronic problem. So more so like what I was talking about earlier. And there's different causes of stress. And those include challenges in life, whether those are personal or professional. Feeling like there's no control over a situation. Overwhelming responsibilities also cause a lot of stress. Lack of resources, periods of uncertainty as we had in the last couple of years cause a large amount of stress. And injuries amongst other causes. But I do want to add that simply because you don't experience stress with an aspect of life does not necessarily mean that that same aspect is less meaningful for another, right? So we cannot go and say like, oh, I have experienced this. What is it? Why is it that you're having such a hard time with it, right? We're completely different individual people. And we cannot go and say or try and project ourselves into others. And then also on the flip side, because just because we experience stress, it does not allow us to project our needs onto others, right? We have all our own responsibility and autonomy to be aware of the things that are going on within us and how we affect everyone around us. So it literally goes both ways. Let's be good people. Let's be there for each other. Let's establish boundaries. You guys know that I'm all for boundaries. Let's establish boundaries when they are needed. But let's not be fucking hard asses, right? Like, there's no reason to be freaking annoying and being hard for no reason to another person. So, now that I have given that amazing pep talk, let's go on to ways of managing the stress, managing stress in an easy, practical way. Things don't need to become any harder than what they already are for our own minds and our bodies, right? The goal here is to decrease the amount of stress that you are experiencing, and not going above and beyond, right? Right now, it's more of tending to what needs to be taken care of and not adding additional task onto the to-do list. So the first one is recognize your stressors. So awareness of what stresses you is the first step to managing the stress, right? We need to know what is it that is bothering us. We need to know what is it that causes us this imbalance, this tension in our body, this tension in our minds. And trying to figure out if there is a possible way for us to either remove ourselves from that situation or trying to manage it other different ways, right? So, knowing which is your stressor, is it societal responsibilities? Is it burnout from work? Is it overwhelming responsibilities? Learning which one is it that is causing a disruption can allow for better management of stress within your life, right? The second one, and this is like by far my favorite one, simply because stress is more so external, right? Things that are going on outside that affects us, right? And then it basically affects our mind, affects our body. But this is my favorite, and that is exercise. So, physical activity has great benefits to the mind and the body, as we already know. And look for exercise to reduce stress and basically release or not well yeah release tension and improve the symptoms that are associated with stress. For me personally, I remember when a couple of years ago, I would say probably 5 6 years ago, I was really heavy into weightlifting, right? I would go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week, and then I would run 2 times a week. Don't ask me how the hell I did it. I had no idea, but I was being hyper vigilant and hyper focused, which is still not good, right? Because it's a complete imbalance on the way that my body would look. So I was being in the gym sometimes even twice a day. I remember I would go in for cardio in the morning, fasted cardio. And then go on to my job. At that time, I was working, I think it was a 12 to 8, if not a 1 to 9 or some shit like that. And then after I would get out, I would go back into the gym. Now, did I have any other things going on? Yes, I had my oldest, but he was, I would say, like, I was living at home, right? Let me just put it blank. Point blank, period. I was at home. So my parents used to go and pick him up from school because I would be at work at that time. And he would be at work when I would be, he would be in school when I would be in the gym. So it was easier for me. And then we hung out in the weekends, but we were living both with my parents. So that one was easier. But I didn't have a lot of responsibilities. So I was able to do so. Now, if you tell me let's go to the gym, and I tried it after Coming back out from postpartum, I tried going into the gym, but it was so much stress on my body alone. I was like, I can't try to pick up weightlifting, even if it's just like, you know, cutting workouts throughout the week or three times a week. I couldn't. It was just way too much for me. So I had to basically modify the way that I was exercising for it to be beneficial for my body and my mind, but not cause additional problems. Because heavy weights, yes, although there are good, there needs to be a balance with sleep. There needs to be a balance with nutrition, you know, protein. Your protein intake needs to be as well. Really good when you're weightlifting. And basically resting, right? Because your body needs to repair itself. The muscle tissue needs to repair itself while you're resting. And I was not resting with like a freaking newborn. Who's going to rest? So I was clearly in denial, and thinking that I was able to do so. So I switched over. I am now doing Pilates. Yes, Pilates. And listen, let me tell you, don't let it fool you. That Pilates has kicked my butt. I'm trying to do 20 to 30 minutes. I would say three times a week. And then I would pick on the other days, if I can, I would either walk 45 minutes to an hour or do a low intensity workout, right? Because the goal here is to move my body, to release the stress, to release the tension, and take care of myself. So I had to adapt to that, right? And release the whole frame of mind of like, oh my god, I want thick thighs and thick butt. Like, now that's not my goal anymore. Now I just want a good heartbeat. I don't want to be with anxiety. I don't want to be with stress, but I want to be balanced. So those are the things that are working for me right now in regards to exercise. The next one is water. And really, it should have been the first one, but, you know, we go with what we got and we go with what comes up first. So the third one is water. So you all know our bodies are like 90% water, something like that, right? So our bodies definitely need water for full functionality. And we also need water, like we need it for like sweat, saliva, blood, functioning organs, our heartbeat, basically everything, right? Hydration of the skin, everything. But what I try to really use water with, the intention that I use water when I am in difficult and stressful moments, is just imagining water as a cleansing, right? A clearing. Many of us have our own spiritual altars, and we know that once that water starts getting like looking murky, you know, it's time to change it, right? And you put in fresh, clear water, which basically signifies that everything is clear, everything is like up to par with our own spiritual hygiene. But that's the way that I see it, you know. And also, water flushes out toxins, so I try to envision that the water that I'm drinking is assisting me in clearing out these annoying emotions and these thoughts. Like, I'll drink the water to flush all that away. So drink water. I actually need water right now, but I don't have any here in my room. But anyways, let's continue. The next one is eating better, right? And I know that this one may be hard for some of us, because when we are stressed, sometimes the last thing that we think about is nutritious food. We try to grab whatever is first available to us, and whatever is first available is either junk snacks or junk food. And I would say that the best thing that we can do, when we are mentally and physically feeling tension is for better nourishing meals, right? We need the vegetables, we need the fruits, we need those fruit juices if that's the way that you want to take your fruits, like go ahead. But we need to assist the body in performing its best. Like go to Whole Foods, go for Whole Foods. Not necessarily go to Whole Foods because there's other places that you can get Whole Foods. But go for Whole Foods, foods that are rich in protein, rich in fats. I'm not gonna say the good carbohydrates because that just causes a lot of craziness. So I'm just going to trust that you know which are the carbohydrates that you need, for it to be a nourishing meal for you, right? The next one is rest and self-care. And oh wait, let me go back to the eating better before I jump into the rest and self-care. Actually not. The next one is rest and self-care. So, sleep, rest, take a break. You're not a machine. I know that, current times are calling for us to act as machines, but we are not machines. We are definitely not machines. So please take time for your body, mind, spirit. If you're able to take days off, do so. If you're able to sleep in, do so. If you're able to nap, do so. Like, take time for yourself for, going for a massage and release the tension in your shoulders. Book a Reiki session, right? Because I'm obviously, as you guys know, being a Reiki practitioner, I'm an advocate for Reiki sessions. Shameless plug, if you want to book a session with me, you can do so at my website. But do things that are needed to bring you from that fight and flight mode, right? And be into rest and digest. Bring you into feelings of ease and comfort and softness, not tension and aggression and So take better care of yourself by simply putting things away and just resting. Tomorrow is another day, and if it can be definitely handled tomorrow, then leave it for tomorrow because you matter today. Okay. Now, the next one or the final one, and my most favorite, and it's basically included in each step if you really think about it, but it's basically implementing a form of mindfulness into your routine, right? So remember how I was saying that when I drink water, I envision it to be clearing, right? Clearing the mental fog, clearing me of the stagnant energies and releasing me of emotions. That's a mindful practice, right? But there's other ways to do so, right? You can do so while you're eating as well, but you can also put all your thoughts down into journaling, right? You can go and do yoga, right? And feel into your body. You can go and do, rock climbing, like things that's going to get you connected more to nature. Mindfulness into understanding your breathing, understanding what you're feeling. If your type of mindfulness is connecting to God, which is also my type of mindfulness, right? I start the days with being grateful, for waking up. I am grateful for the family that I have. I am grateful that I have my own power, that I can, you know, control things how I want and when I want them. And that's my type of mindfulness. So try and figure out what is a routine of mindfulness that you can develop, that you can start your day basically with that routine, or even do it during your lunch hour, or even do it, you know, before you get into bed. But what is that mind body spirit connection, or even mind body and God connection that you are doing to better manage stress, right? So that is the homework that I'm going to leave you guys, is letting me know what is your mindfulness routine to manage stress. Okay, so here I have given you a couple of tips on how to manage stress easily in a more practical way and living an easier life in what, you know, in what's going on. We need to be easier with ourselves and gentler and take care of ourselves. So I hope you loved this episode. I will see you or hear you next time. Bye. Enjoyed this episode? Leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to follow on Instagram at Align and Mirth. Also, you can book your sessions on the website at www.alignandmirth.com. Until next time, ciao.